This is Engineers of the New Millennium, The Water Energy Crunch, A Powerful Puzzle, a co-production of IEEE Spectrum Magazine and the Directorate for Engineering of the National Science Foundation. The Directorate supports people whose discoveries and inventions make our lives more productive, sustainable, and enjoyable. I'm Susan Hassler, Editor-in-Chief of IEEE Spectrum Magazine. The water energy crunch is a clash of essential needs. We humans are thirsty creatures, and we're not just talking about drinking, bathing, or growing crops. Without water, we'd have practically no energy. And without energy, for transportation, electronics, heating, cooling, lighting, life as we know it can't go on, literally. How we resolve or fail to resolve the competition between water and energy needs will be one of the defining issues of this century. Today we explore some innovative solutions to quench our thirst for water and energy. Here's where we're going this hour.
On the island of Malta, a smart grid will monitor both water and electricity to clarify the connections between the two.
In New South Wales, Australia, a farmer can end up paying more for the electricity used to deliver the water than for the water itself.
In Austin, Texas, engineers are modeling how energy choices affect the environment and the economy.
For researchers at Penn State University, it's the ultimate trash-to-treasure story. Someday, cleaning our sewage could also generate electricity.
In California, water and energy find themselves at an unexpected standoff.
In Ames, Iowa, engineers are studying how growing biofuel crops might change the weather.
And a Boston company is commercializing a brand new way to make drinkable water from the sea.
And that's where we begin, at Yale University, with a new low-energy method of desalination that could produce fresh water at half the price of existing methods and use just 1/10 as much electricity.